Allergia.
Three, two,
two,
one.
One.
Hello.
Hello, Gia. Bonjour.
Hello. Bonjour. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Day after. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't watch on Thursday. It was last year's episode, right? Did you watch that?
Oh, I didn't even know they did. They stick something on? No, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah,
check.
They stuck something on, but it looked like it was from November of last year.
I wish when they do the oldies, they'd do vintage.
Go
I
way
mean, maybe
back.
maybe there's some reason they can't go way back.
I don't think so. I think they could if they wanted to.
I mean, wouldn't that be fun to revisit some real oldies?
Mm-hmm. Like with one of their more original Edward Quartermain.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some fun oldies. Because we all saw last year, just last year.
Right, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were there.
We were there, sure. But I think we were there.
I
don't know where else we would have been.
Uh-huh. I was flipping through channels looking for something, and I stumbled upon original Emily on a talk show.
And she's
written a book, and I didn't watch a whole lot of it. I was like, wait a minute, who's that? I
was
like,
was
oh,
that
that's
Amber Tamblyn?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
daughter,
remember that
daughter of
Joan of Arcadia?
Joan of Arcadia, yeah. And isn't she daughter of the Scarecrow?
Yeah, is his name like Russ Tamblyn or something like that?
You got me, but
I don't know.
Anyway,
but so. Yeah, she comes from acting.
Yeah, royalty. Background. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, now she's an author. She was speaking quite, you know, vehemently about her topics.
Okay. All right. Well, good for her.
Good for her, and she. She mentioned growing up on General Hospital. She was on for 7 years, apparently.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah. And she was just a little kind of young, quite young, preteen,
yeah.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. She's another one of those characters when they recast her, it was a completely different type of actor.
It really was, because she was so spunky.
Yeah, and, it was like a Lulu transformation, right? From sort of tomboyish to...
Yeah. To a very
sort of
girly,
way more feminine, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever that means, feminine. I don't know.
It means like less like us, is what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, I just don't like the thought that, like, whatever she was is not feminine, but yeah, I know what you mean. Like, maybe we should just redefine what is femininity.
Maybe, yeah,
that's
I guess.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's what we're doing here tonight. I don't know if I've got the chops for that challenge, Gia.
I have a little more of your cocktail. You'll feel better. Yeah.
It's a vodka tonic with a bunch of frozen fruit in it.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I figure that makes it nutritious. It's almost like a smoothie.
Like what? Like not ground up fruit, not blended fruit.
No, you know how you can get those bags of fruit. This is berries.
Yeah.
Black,
so they're
black.
Like your ice, kind of.
Yeah, they're like my ice. That's right. Chewable ice.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. All right. Mm. I usually just go with like lime or lemon with my.
Yeah. I don't have those on hand very often.
Yeah. No, I don't. But if I'm in a bar,
I didn't mean that in an accusing way.
No, but I was just thinking like, yeah, I wish I were the kind of person that like, yeah, I keep bowls of lime, you know,
I know.
Limes on my table and fresh lemons.
Yeah.
No, but I do. I keep lemon juice, you know, just reconstituted, whatever that means.
Sure. Right.
It goes to school and graduates and comes back in a bottle or something.
Yeah, a wiser, smarter lemon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's reconstituted. Mm-hmm. Anyway, why are we here? We're talking about just things just really vaguely related to General Hospital.
Very, yeah. I don't know how we are going to get back from lemons, from reconstituted.
Well, can I go off on
hospital?
Another jag that's just so loosely tied to General Hospital?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm trying to think. How was it? Oh, yeah. I've got a Woody Guthrie connection.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we were speaking about Huntington's.
Yeah.
And so I watched, and I just want to know if you've seen it. We watched Alice's Restaurant.
Oh, I figured you would be going there. Yeah. Arlo.
Yeah. That's like we're trying to make Thanksgiving traditions, you know?
Yeah, okay.
And so that's kind of we're playing with that one, watching that movie the night before as but God, it's depressing.
I've only heard like the soundtrack or whatever, like the
It's
on the radio.
it's just one song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice's restaurant massacre. Yeah, but it's like a 20-minute long song. Well, from that, you know, you get the idea, well, this is going to be fun, right? You know, because
Yeah,
it's very saucy and
Yeah, smart
defiant. So
alecky.
it's very smart alecky. And it is, and there is that, and there is this sort of what do I want to say? Lampooning of authority. But at the same time, it's also like an indictment of the counterculture of the time. You know, like it doesn't, it sort of, you think, oh, okay, well, we're romanticizing that era of, you know, communal living and everything. But it ends on a very downer, sour note. And, but anyway, Woody Guthrie is portrayed, in the movie. In his hospital bed dying, and then he dies, of course. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a little
Yeah.
bit of a bummer. And that
Yeah.
brings us to
And
Brit.
that brings us back to Brit. And for me, that's kind of the most riveting plot line we've got going at the moment. I don't know where you are, but
I believe I'm in the same place, Gia. Yeah, I
okay.
think, I mean, because we love Brit,
Yep.
and we'd like to see her have some a storyline that goes beyond just the stupid Cody thing. He's
Yeah.
not good enough for that storyline, I'm afraid. Like, I don't want him to know. I kind of want him to like just go off, and do stupid things by himself.
Well,
But
I like that they had him really royally fuck up there when she was trying to tell him that she had Huntington's, and he, of course, is only has eyes for the diamond necklace.
It wasn't entirely his fault, of course, but
Well, even so, just the like, I'll take that off your hands, you know, was I don't know, but I love seeing Brit kind of what is the like she's the her entire world has been turned
Upended.
upside down, and so now she's like going for broke with what she's saying to people, and like, you know,
She's just like
she's
swinging.
just yeah, and I like seeing her that way.
Yeah, me too. And then I was glad Liesl is back for some of this,
Yep, blonde Liesl, but Liesl. Yep.
But still our Liesl,
Yeah, that was a t sort of touching scene between them and her, Liesl saying, you know, she's not being the kind of maternal mom that it needs. And yeah, because you were a psycho killer mostly, Liesl, until you got reconstituted. Kind of recently, and now you're a fun character mostly,
Yeah,
but
and I was trying to like in my mind sort of map out her transformation because, we buy Liesl as this new and improved version. And I don't
safer,
know,
the safer, kinder Liesl. Yeah.
I don't know how that happened, how we were able
Well, it
to
was the
be
same way that
just,
Ava was a murderess, and now we're like, I wish Ava would give me advice about my life, you
I
know. And she's such a wonderful mentor to the young people in the town,
If
you
only I'd had someone like that in my life.
know. Exactly. Yeah.
So we're just fools. We're just
Yeah, I
fools.
guess that's it. We're just highly susceptible to, but yeah, because Liesl, like the last kind of over the top psycho act was tying Peter up in that cabin and torturing him a la Kathy Bates kind of thing. When at that point, was Peter a bad guy at that point even, or did we not know?
I guess we weren't clear on how bad anyway.
But anyway, at that point, I think in that situation, sympathies were with Peter,
I guess a little bit.
not Liesl.
Right, the
And of
jury
course,
was definitely.
Nino is in on that too. And Nino's been in a moral gray area from the
Yeah,
get
she's
go.
more so than somebody like Liesl, oddly enough,
Yeah,
you know.
yeah.
Yeah, Nina continues to just
She
sort of make it
continues to be
difficult to root for her.
a hot mess. Yeah.
Yeah.
An enjoyable character, though. I enjoy that. And I
Yeah.
enjoy that, like, now she's all yours, Sonny, you know.
Yeah. I know you've got
Try
your
and keep
hands
that in
full.
line. Yeah.
I know. I don't think he's used to. Well, he's had like Brenda, you know, people who definitely need to sort of be handled, you know.
Yeah, he's got a type.
But
I mean, and Carly, up until recently, Carly was, complete constant scheming, and
Yeah.
she's only turned more saintly in recent years.
Yes, that's true.
Just sort of tamed by time or what
Yeah.
motherhood or whatever. But she was always up to something,
That's right. Yeah. Yeah,
that was
she would
gonna
have been scheming
blow up.
against Nina at this point. And I guess she does
Yeah.
have the scheme of keeping Willow from her, or you know,
Yeah,
the
yeah.
but
But
that
she's gonna reveal that. That's gonna be revealed.
yeah, that's gonna make her feel pretty shitty, I'm afraid, if she knows for even a day that she kept Willow from getting some sort of treatment that
Damn
would have
it,
helped.
Willow, with all the secrecy.
I
Damn it, Willow, and
know. I
your need to
know.
have another soap opera secret.
I
Why?
know. Wouldn't you think Michael would want to tell Carly?
Just for moral support or something, or
Yeah, just to like have another perspective, another set of eyes on the whole thing, you know?
yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about Michael lately. I feel like
I know.
I've kind of written him
Yeah.
off,
Yeah.
Sad. Even though you pointed out correctly, I think that he's saying and doing all the right things now,
Right, but
and
yeah, it
he's.
is kind of, I don't know if it's too little too late or it's just we've seen so much of his crappy
Yeah.
side.
Yeah, but he's being very attentive, and obviously, he's not
Yeah.
an evil dude or anything, but
Right, he's just a little, well, I don't even know if petty's the word, but he's definitely learning how to hold a grudge, which maybe just isn't that attractive, you know?
yeah, he's no Tom Petty.
No, he's not.
There's a
That
one of
took me
my
a second.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I'm sorry.
one of my new favorite shows that I'm trying to not binge is called Reservation Dogs,
Oh,
which I think I've mentioned before. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, I gotta try that
It's
one.
funny and sweet and but enough of a like smart alecky thing going on. But anyway, they have a scene where, and so it's set in Oklahoma on a reservation, and so it's all Native American characters mostly. And anyway, the old timers are trying to help the young kids and break a spell or something, and they're like, "Oh, we should do a song. It should be an old song from the old people." And the kids are watching, and like, it should be an old song. And they think for a minute, and then one of them busts into, "She's a good girl, loves her mama," And the kids are like, "Dude, that's not even that old." So funny. They're just blasting out this Tom Petty song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
That's
anyway. Yeah.
lovely.
I know it's a kiss of death to recommend a show to you, but
No, as yeah, as long as you continue to like keep in mind maybe giving Superstore a try.
oh, right. I need to write stuff down.
Yeah, I've started keeping a list in
Okay.
my phone because I can't keep track. But I still
Oh,
just continue to rewatch, kind of
okay.
like you. Like I'm
Not the
thinking
old,
maybe
yeah.
next I'll rewatch Chuck. Like, come on.
I know I'm gonna have to find some other really old, yeah, because I don't know how many seasons we've got of Saint Elsewhere, but
Yeah, I don't think a ton,
they
but
go pretty fast. But it's
yeah.
such a time capsule, like they it must have been. Everything was ripped from the day's headlines, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, enough
Anyway.
other TV. What else do we want to talk about on General Hospital?
Oh, well, I guess one of the main things that was going on was the Holly Robert.
Yeah, okay.
I know. That's all. It's all super lame. And of course, Robert can be bested by Holly, you know.
But I was like, well, maybe he's, you know, he's onto her. Right. He knows, right? Right. So I thought, okay, yeah. Well, he won't fall for this.
Yeah. But does he really think like his conversation with her earlier, like just sort of changed things?
Yeah. And also, I know I'm guilty of ageism, and I need to point out that I also am wicked old and don't want to see myself doing a lot of scenes like this. Uh-huh. Don't want to see myself, you know, muckled on to somebody having a love scene. I don't want to see myself like pretending I'm in my 20s doing shots of tequila.
Yeah.
You know, like watching him try to pick up the limes and everything, you know?
Yeah, I know.
This is just sad.
Yeah. And the whole thing, it just seems like, I don't know, things are thrown together on these days on the show, I feel like, you know? Like the fact that once his head hit the table, Holly wasn't like alarmed at all or concerned for him, you know. It's just like, seriously, you think that after one shot, you know, it just kind of seems like.
And when somebody's that age, you know, my first thought is maybe we've had some drug interactions, you know, like what are his prescriptions?
I know. Does he have a medic alert bracelet?
Yeah, check for a medic alert bracelet.
Or just the handcuff.
You don't mess with somebody that age. You don't like, you know, like anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at least Diane seemed to understand something was hinky about all of that.
Yeah. But what should have happened was an ambulance should have been called.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Not
when
just
a person
like
of that vintage
of
suddenly passes out, you know, loses consciousness. You don't just brew a pot of coffee. It's not like hijinks at the frat house, you know.
That's right.
I just felt like, I guess I'm agreeing with you. The writing is kind of tone deaf.
Yeah. It's not that they couldn't have the same sort of scene unfold, but if they had written it differently, it would have, you know, been maybe a little more easy to swallow. I don't know.
Yeah. And I was trying to think, so I'm compared to you, a relative newcomer to watching General Hospital. So I did not watch in the heyday of Robert and Holly.
Yeah.
So were they like crazy party devil may care?
No,
like,
I wouldn't
see a lot of.
That's not how I would remember them. I mean, he definitely was more, definitely more capable and smarter, you know, and just like competent, you know.
Yeah.
And now, like he and Anna and Valentine, they all seem like such boobs, you know, like when these things happen, I don't know. They just, it's just dumb luck that they're all still alive, you know?
Cause I thought, well, I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's like, well, if this is part of their history, you know, that, oh, they were just a wild and crazy couple,
that
they would be doing shots of tequila in the middle of the day.
That seems like maybe Luke, you know, I could have pictured Luke and stuff like that, but not really Robert.
Yeah, I don't know. And it was like, so when Diane met Holly and Holly left the table to go make her phone calls, and Diane said something about how delightful she was, and it's like there was nothing delightful that we saw.
No.
You know, I was like, would she really have felt that? I don't think so.
Right. And also Holly didn't seem as conflicted with this whole thing, you know, like drugging Robert. She seemed like she wasn't as tortured, you know.
Again, you know, shouldn't she have been like maybe saying out loud, like, well, this particular drug doesn't interfere with won't interfere with his high blood pressure meds or his cholesterol meds or his prostate medication or whatever else a man of that vintage would be
on. Couldn't she have let him in on the plot? I mean, is there still a chance that maybe she did somehow and that this was all just like him acting
Well, that could be. Do you think maybe this is an elaborate ruse and she's let him in on it? Ruse?
I think ruse.
Are you saying it with a Z sound? Ruse?
Ruse? Ruse? Let's give this 5 minutes and then we'll move on to something else.
Ruse? Ruse?
Ruse.
Are you questioning it? Are you questioning the pronunciation of the U or the S?
Is both? It R-O-U-S-E? How do we spell it even?
I was going to just say R-U-S-E, a ruse. Oh my God. Huh. I feel like I'm on some space-time continuum blip or something here.
Let's see if I can get to the bottom. Ruse. Ruse meaning. An action intended to deceive someone, a trick. And it's R O O Z in the pronunciation thing.
Oh, so I thought it was going to be spelling. It was like, oh my God, are you serious? Or crazy spelling.
Well, they say the pronunciation could either be ruse with like a Z sound or ruse with an S. So I guess.
Okay, what's the actual spelling of the word?
R U S E. You were right.
Oh my God, did you hear it, people?
She was right. Gia got it. Score one for Gia.
Well, you are drinking, and I for once, I'm sober. Anyway, maybe you're right, and in which case I will have to eat my words.
And,
like, maybe
the writers that clever? Up.
Let's hope so. Let's hope that's what's going on. Because in the scenes they show, was it the scenes or maybe it actually happened? Like he reappears with the handcuff hanging off him.
Yeah, that was like, I guess that was scenes from the next
episode. Was that scenes? Okay. So, but maybe they have teamed up and it's all to.
Yeah.
That would be great. That would be great.
Would be.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see.
Okay. Yep.
We'll have to wait but it was fun, like saying the word ruse all over and over and over. I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big chunk. We only have 2 days to talk about, really. So
yeah, that was a very big chunk. And then we had the whole. This was another thing that was, I don't know, not that interesting. The Chase Brooklyn. Link.
Oh, right.
Link looking like he looks more and more scuzzy, doesn't he?
He just looks oilier every day.
Yeah.
That's that trope. Uh-huh. I don't want to just start repeating words again. Trope. But of, you know, the gray area, the woman has this sort of will she be able to overcome her selfish nature and do the right thing, and now Chase is trying to give her a chance to live up to his standards, kind of a thing, so now he's on to her.
Yeah.
And knows she hasn't written this letter.
Right.
We see her struggling with will she save her songs or, blah, blah. Right,
and it's kind of like she's got two struggles going on, whether or not to sort of like keep Chase in this music business, right?
Right.
Versus his career, which she loved. And whether she wants to like have her property back versus saving or sparing all these other women potentially the same fate she suffered, right?
Right. We know in the end she'll do the right thing, but will she lose Chase in the process?
Yeah.
Kind of thing,
She's already kind of crushed him because when he was speaking with what's her name, Blaze. And saying they'd do anything for each other, now he knows that's not true.
Yeah.
And he should have known that wasn't entirely true before.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't know. I get a little tired of the women characters being painted as the selfish.
Yeah.
With having all these, to live up to some
designs.
Standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did seem like Brooklyn had progressed, for a while beyond this kind of stuff. This whole Link
storyline
takes her right back to the old Brooklyn.
Right. I mean, we definitely with the saving Maxie's baby. Yeah. which had started from a completely selfish motivation, from a completely self-centered place, to an what's a fancy word? Altruistic.
Altruistic. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no. Altruistic or altruistic?
I think probably both are okay. yeah, and you'd think she would have sort of learned to like that feeling, right? Instead of going back to this, like, always having to wonder if she's going to be found out and if, you know, if she's going to get what she wants. I don't know.
See, you're like, you're kind of like angry with Brooklyn herself, and I'm angry with the character being written with this selfish idea, like wanting to do things like own your own songs, or I don't know, that those are selfish, you know, like what's selfishness and what's just personal ambition, and is a woman allowed to, like, do we have men having these internal struggles on this show?
No, I don't think so. At
there
all.
You go.
At all. I'm thinking, like, with the song thing as her property, that sort of thing. And yeah, this is true. It's not fair that this is sort of a woman's domain. But she knows that to get her own songs back, she's putting other women in harm's way.
I know. No, I know. So she needs to step up and
I mean, that's not really her fault. You know, it's not necessarily, shouldn't be on her to sort of be the one who, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm putting it in a, like, a broader context, I guess. I just feel like we don't see a lot of male characters who are having to set aside their what they want to do in their with their lives to you know, to do the right thing, or I don't know.
Right.
I mean, do we see Drew struggling with any sort of internal moral dialogue or anything about doing the right thing about insider trading,
right,
or, you know,
right,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we may have way back in the day seen, like with Ned, when Ned was struggling whether he wanted to be Eddie Main or a family businessman, like maybe we saw some internal struggles there with, you know, like what you really want to do with your own life and
what your family's expectations are of you.
Yeah.
That's the closest, I guess, that we would get to any sort of a struggle. Because that also was true of, like, when Jason was a Quartermain, or when the Quartermains were trying to pull him back in, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
But, I know they're going to have Brooklyn come through in the end and stand up for what's right. I hate that she kind of has to get shafted in the process.
Yeah, unless if she could somehow, like, have Chase sort of get credit for exposing this scumbag, you know, for who he is and what he's done to people, and that could help him become, you know, get his badge back or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think of the, what's the other singer's name, the one he's collaborating
Blaze.
With?
Blaze,
yeah. How do you like the Blaze character?
Well, I kind of thought it was nice, the conversation she and Chase were having, that, you know, it was, they weren't really, like, faking it, you know, with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Do you think she'll be a regular? Do you think we'll have a new?
Oh, that's a good question. That seems like that. Yeah, possibly.
I wonder if we'll get to actually hear the song.
Maybe, like, if Brooklyn could sort of take over as her manager somehow, you know. I don't know. Yeah,
mildly interesting. But yeah, I feel like we went backwards in our plot lines, and we've just got Brooklyn mired again in.
Yeah, and
what I guess is her Achilles heel, her personality defect, you know.
Yep, and she just seems sort of bent on sabotaging her relationship with Chase.
Yep, yeah.
I guess. Don't know why.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We haven't had enough sexy time with them. Like, we don't really know where they, like,
yeah,
where they are. I mean, well, he certainly is not opposed to taking his shirt off. You know, no, he spent all summer with his shirt off.
Cool, or yeah.
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 So I, like, we don't really know, like, are they sleeping together already, or
I
are
think
they,
that's what well, we're I think supposed they, to be assuming.
Yeah, he did, because he stayed over one night, didn't he, at the Quartermaine's. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like, you know, let's bring the sexy back to daytime.
That's not, weird not coming from us.
Well, like, let's do less geriatric schnoggin.
Yeah,
you know,
a little bit of the young people.
Yeah, have the youngsters take on the. I mean, we got Dex and Joss, you know, getting ready to
do it.
Heat things up.
Yeah,
but I feel like Chase and Brooklyn, they took so long to get them together as a couple, and now we're I feel like we're not really being rewarded. Not that
no,
I need to.
They
see,
kind
you
of
know,
like
screwed
Chase up
all
the
time,
whole
but
chemistry, you know, between the
two
of them.
Yeah, and they were so cute as a couple. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like there's a lot of potential there.
Yeah, and but, they didn't need to do all like the sparring bullshit. You know, it seemed like they sort of really clicked. So,
and this Link storyline is tiresome.
It is, yeah. It
but,
is.
You know, we're a little tiresome.
Your point is well taken, Gia. Yes. Yes, we are.
And a little tired just from overeating. I loved your description of your holiday meal.
Oh, yeah.
Just so the viewers, the listeners know, I texted and asked if they were having pizza, like the Quartermaine's.
Like Quartermaine's, yeah.
Yeah. And she shared that it was pizza adjacent, right? I think that was pretty fancy. And tell everyone your menu, please.
Well, we had mac and cheese, which is made.
How many sticks of butter?
Well, two, and then a quart of half and half.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the whole house smelled like butter.
That's butter. Not a bad thing.
No, but maybe with slight undertones of dog urine.
So, oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so that was dinner with some salad, just to, I don't know, appease the gods
of the food
butter pyramid gods.
Yeah.
And then there were pies, pumpkin pie. And I finally made a flaky crust, so that was a real triumph.
Wow!
Yeah.
You actually made your own crust. That's
and I tried in the past, and I've had a real fear of pie crust, but I used this recipe, the pumpkin pie and the crust recipe was from Chef John. You can find his recipes on All Recipes app, and it was a wonderful pumpkin pie too. And then my friend Mary sent us a chocolate pecan pie.
Oh, Mary.
Yeah.
Oh,
bless her heart. Yeah.
Who Mary has her own bakery. So.
Yeah. Bread and Roses Bakery in Wells, Maine. So look that up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was so nice of her, because I had bought all the ingredients to make my own chocolate pecan pie. And in my mind, I was like, you're not going to have any fucking energy to make a second pie. So she spared me the trouble of having to make the second pie.
Well, that sounds lovely. That sounds like a lovely meal.
It was pretty good, Gia, and I was very anxious to get back to the leftovers today. So
sure.
Yeah.
We were out at our regular Thursday afternoon. Yes, we were playing music, but before they did a big meal, massive meal, and you know, it was kind of it was so nice, because it's a lot of people that probably don't have families to go to here.
So this is the AMVETS.
And quite nice. And so you give a donation, and then so, but we were there till the bitter end, of course, because we were playing music. And and then they didn't want to deal with all the food that was left, so they were like, have a dollar, you know, if you have a dollar, come load up a But I was like, I'm always so, I can't see into the future. And I'm like, I am so stuffed. No. And the old man's like, you're sure? Because you'll, you know. So he's loaded himself up with his massive, you know, with turkey legs poking out of it and stuffing. And I'm like, I can't eat. I couldn't, like, nothing. So I didn't get any more. And then later I was like, oh, I wished I'd had a little more stuffing.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though. You feel like you're never going to want to look at that stuff again.
Yeah, I just think, oh, there's no way I'm going to eat any more of that.
But, yeah. Then even a couple hours later, you're like, where is that stuff?
Yeah. I wished, and they did it. I spoke to the girl, the woman who cooked it all, and the sweet potatoes were quite nice, because a lot of times the sweet potato is this like sicky, sweet marshmallow, you know, over the top.
Yeah.
And this did have marshmallows, she said, but they disappeared. They'd cooked away. And they were still like kind of whole pieces of potato.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd added like some savory elements like rosemary and pepper. Yeah. And I was like, oh, it made the difference, you know, because it wasn't, it still like was recognizable as a root vegetable.
Yes. Yes. So quite she did nice. All the cooking?
I think she did all the with help.
Wow.
Except some, but like, I don't know, the men did the turkeys or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like the men do the meat.
Yeah.
So it was quite nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, at that point I was, you know, I had a couple of beverages as well.
Yeah.
And then and later, you know, 10 o'clock at night, you're like, oh, I could have a little nosh on something.
Yeah, it's like one of my favorite friend scenes, and I have about 4 million of them. But the Thanksgiving one where Joey says he'll eat the turkey, you know, like all the turkey, because Monica didn't want to.
I'm not remembering it.
Okay, so first he has the meat sweats because he's eaten so much turkey. And you know, everybody thinks he's done, everybody's done. And then Monica's like starting to put away a pie, and he's like, what is that, a pie? And she's like, yeah. And he goes, can you cut me a sliver? And she's like, okay. And then he goes, okay, a little bigger. And a little bigger.
Oh,
he's like,
yeah,
what are we? Are you afraid we're going to run out of pie? Cut me a real piece. I can totally respect that.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite Thanksgivings was the one we had together with all our friends when we were in school.
Yeah,
oh, my
that
God.
That was fun. That was a good time.
The dessert table was, I mean, this was pre-people taking pictures of all their food every single second of the day. But
yeah.
I wish we had, because we outdid ourselves.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I can't imagine really being so motivated to prepare such a meal, you know, anymore.
Well, yeah, we were young, and it was quite a group effort that we had. Yeah. Some people were on drugs, and that was highly entertaining. We won't name any names, but it was your brother.
Yeah.
So it was like dinner and a show. There was
definitely
dancing.
Was
some people were alarmed and left early.
There was, it was too much for some people to see.
It had like a Twin Peaks feel at times.
It did. Well, we were in Montana, so
yeah,
you know.
We were in Montana. We were
of
in
course.
Missoula, Montana. Yeah, that was it. That was a over the top Thanksgiving. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was,
it has nothing
that
to
was
do with General
Hospital. It doesn't really, no.
Yeah, but we only had 2 days, so we apologize. Now we're just talking, so we'll shut up shortly here. I don't know. Yeah. Is there anything else to say about General Hospital the last 2 days? Like, you want to make a prediction or anything, or a favorite or least favorite, or?
Let's see. Well. I'm hoping that the writing can live up to the burden, like with Britt's storyline. I feel like, you know, there's the opportunity to do some really good work there, you know? And I just don't feel like they've been rising to the occasion very often lately.
I feel like that actor has, for sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
she has what it takes to really make us feel that. You know, what would you do with that knowledge in your life?
Yeah.
You know,
I would think that would make her miss Jason a lot, because you know she felt like she could just sort of not have to put up a front or anything with him. You know,
I would love to see somehow she and Austin do more scenes together before she goes, and I don't know. I mean, not like, obviously not like a romantic love interest kind of thing, but I feel like they just both kind of light up as characters when they interact.
Yeah, and he kind of needs to have like a sustained period of, or a sequence of scenes with her to like snap out of his sort of laziness, yeah, you know?
Yeah. I bet that that actor is like, this storyline with Maxie is so stupid, and this Mason and all that, that he's probably just like phoning it in till they give him something better to work with. I don't know.
Right. It seems like they've like,
it's a waste of Maxie too. Sorry.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true too. But I feel like also like with Holly, if you're going to bring back somebody that everybody knows and who was sort of a beloved character, I think, you know, I feel like they could have done something completely different with her too. You know, they're sort of wasting these opportunities they have.
Yeah. I mean, cause I'll be honest, like I didn't know her as a character. Mm-hmm. I knew she was beloved, and I'm like, why is this person beloved?
Right.
You know, I was like, I'm not feeling any B or any love here myself.
No.
It's funny when you think about that word, beloved.
Beloved.
You know?
Yes.
They like beloved, 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 beloved. It's an interesting word.
It is, Gia.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah. Well, I hope they, I'm with you. I hope they can do justice to that storyline before Brit's out.
Yeah.
Which is what, like next February or something? Or
I don't know. But you'd think they could, like with something like that, where it's a disease and not like a hook coming around the corner and killing somebody, if they know that they have a certain amount of time, you know, with the character.
Right. Yeah.
And of course the writers know how much time they have with all the characters, but at least it seems like they could really like plot out what's going to happen with her.
Yeah. Give us some heavy drama here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be a good, yeah, they could really gut us with that one.
They could. And if you're dealing with like a real disease, and that's what we that want. People have, you know, then you sort of have a like an obligation, I think, to do justice to it.
Yeah. Isn't it weird that like, I'm like, oh, I hope they can really slay us with this. You know, like, why do I want that? Why do I want that? I don't know. Maybe it's catharsis of some kind, or I don't know.
So,
I agree with you on that. I hope that we get, well, this whole week will be Thanksgiving in Port Charles, I think.
Yeah.
So there'll be a lot of silliness and a lot of what we're thankful for and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I hope we get Trina and Spencer's storyline kind of going again. He's got to be almost done with his 14 days or whatever the hell he had.
Once again, it seems like there would have been a lot of potential there for more interesting scenes with him.
With him, and with Cyrus. We got the Cyrus thing and, you know, Book. We didn't really get to know Book.
It was charming. It's just...
Maybe Book can have a friend named Mark.
I bet he does know a Mark.
See, I don't even need to drink. I'm an idiot. Just all on my own. So I hope we see more of them. I'm wondering when Cam's going to sort of catch on to what's happening with Josh and Jack.
He seems like he's a pretty in tune guy, don't you think?
I think
he'd know if something was not right. There's been a lot of predictions online about him getting together with Emma, Robin's daughter, like that she might make a reappearance.
She was just a quite young girl when we last saw her.
Yeah, so. But in soap opera math, I guess she's old enough.
Could age her up pretty quick. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So. Okay, bring on a newbie. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And right, it would be interesting if they decided to like go back and bring an existing character versus adding a new character.
Yeah, right. It'd be nice if they brought the same actress back in.
Yeah, and I don't know. How old do we think Blaze is?
I don't know. 20s, I'm guessing.
Yeah, older than Cam, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that wouldn't be a good pairing. Is that what you're thinking?
I was just thinking maybe, you know, if you were gonna.
Although, actually, they're both like musicians, so that might, yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
But maybe. Yeah, that would be a little
it
weird.
It just seems so like fresh faced and
yeah.
wholesome.
Yeah. Uh huh.
Maybe we need to see him do something bad so I can shake Ooh. That idea.
Ooh. Well, it seemed like he used to be more capable, or there was the fear that he might not have good judgment, you know?
Right, but... right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Back well, when anyway. He was really angry at Jason, remember?
Oh, right. Yeah, he was angry a lot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But he's pulled it together for the sake of this family.
Yes, and somebody needs to. God, they're a mess. She's a mess. It's all a mess. Very messy.
Yeah, very messy. Although, yeah, like you said in the past, it'll be interesting now to see what Elizabeth's role will look like, you know, now that she knows Nicholas's secret, and you know,
yeah that's gonna get juicy stuff. That'll get juicy. Yeah,
her life could get really messy.
Yeah, it'd be funny if they brought back the affair between Nicholas and Elizabeth, which was quite a hot and heavy affair, if I remember correctly. Different actor at the time.
And she does seem like she kind of wants to crash and burn a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think she should. Like, shake that Finn off, you know?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, Finn would be much better with somebody else, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody. I don't know. Well, anyway, there's a lot to look forward to. I think we can hope for some fun stuff. So anyway, it'll be fun just watching the whole pizza Quartermain debacle again.
Yeah, did they talk about Thanksgiving yet? Or
I feel like it got mentioned a few times, but we're not quite there
but
yet.
But it was still in the future. It wasn't something that
I think
happened.
So. Yeah, I don't think it's happened yet. I don't think it's happened. No.
All right.
It'll happen Monday, maybe.
Okay. All right, Gia.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, if you're listening. Hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving, if you have Thanksgiving. And we'll watch again for a few days and
we'll
pronounce words at each other for a while.
We'll learn how to pronounce words together.
They all just start sounding weird when you say them enough.
Yeah, you kind of wonder, like, what are we doing as living beings, you know?
Flesh sack. We're just
flesh sacks. On that note.
Okay. All right. Okay. You have a lovely evening.
You too, Gia. Best. All right.
Talk to you
Rory.
Soon.
Okay.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.